Hey there, American Horror Story cult fans. It may be hot as hell in Los Angeles, but we are talking about episode 8, Winter of Our Discontent. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Now that we have our holy music, the ritual of our after show can officially begin.
Yes.
It's less creepy than what happened on the show tonight.
Very.
Maybe, I don't know. We're just getting started.
Let's get it started.
We're talking about American Horror Story Cult Season 7, Episode 8, Winter of Our Discontent. I'm your host, Elena Jordan. You guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
Hey, I'm Kelly McInerney. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo.
And Kelly got a haircut and it looks awesome.
Hey. Yo! Slay!
Hey, everybody, it's Ashley Allen, and you guys know where to find me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, at Ashley Reed Allen.
Hey, guys, it's a turd, and he's back from the dead, because why? I'm the Supreme. I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Just Sans World. I've waited for that so long. I waited so long.
The turd is back.
We missed you last week.
Thank you.
We're sad that you weren't here, but we're super glad that you're back this week.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back.
And this is a good episode to be back for. Oh,
amazing.
Man. Yeah. There was a bunch going on this week. I feel like we should just go through everything kind of scene by scene here because so much happened.
This is
what I've been waiting for American Horror Story. I feel like this season has been like a slow roll. Now we're getting that snowball.
Yep.
And I'm all about it. Yeah. I'm hoping that the last episodes will be
bomb.
Yeah. Because this one was pretty awesome.
I felt like I was watching a movie.
Yeah. It was very cinematic. So it opens up with Vincent and Kai having a little heart-to-heart where Vincent's talking about how proud he is of Kai. And Kai's saying, you know, I imagine that the reason that you didn't visit me in the hospital and sent me a bouquet instead is that you were embarrassed that your patient, Allie, is the one who shot me. And he's saying, you know, I was embarrassed, but... You know, I'm proud of you. I love you. I'm here for you. And then Kai's like, awesome. Call me councilman from now on.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you've lost it.
That ego needs to get popped in the face.
That's a big ego.
And I wrote down, I'm like, Vin is mind fucking Kai. I did not believe him saying that.
I wrote that right down.
And I knew that just the look in Kai's face, I knew that he didn't trust Vincent at all. Yeah. It was just, you can just feel the tension.
You can't bullshit a bullshitter.
Exactly. Yeah. And Vin was just trying to kiss that ass to save that life and...
Didn't?
Yeah, he was buying more time. And I will go on the record to say, I've been saying that Vincent was the brains of all of this. So I will say I was wrong, but I was kind of hoping that basically that Kai was going to kind of give him another chance, and
so you don't think that Vincent, like, started building the monster Kai and got lost in it?
That's what I thought, like, the whole time. I'm like, nah, this is a twist. This is all Kai and Vincent's plan. Oh, it's all their plan. And then up until the end, I was like, oh, I guess.
No, in that same scene, I was like, okay, he wasn't in on it, because when it was, I can't remember the exact moment, but I think it was when they embraced and Vincent's face was like, oh my God, like my brother is, he's really lost it.
Crazy.
That's when I was like, okay, he's not in on this.
Yeah.
This episode was just twist after twist. We get the ladies at the restaurant basically being like, we are full-fledged Handmaid's Tale at this point. Like, they're having to serve these dudes. They're like Kai Army.
Who are like pervs, too. Like,
It's like pervy white dude army that's just like, you know, you'd be more bangable if you'd smile more, which is like the quintessential, oh, yes, every woman wants to pick up a knife and stab you at that point. But Winter stops Ivy from, you know, getting all stabby. And then when they go to the kitchen, talks them both down into saying, you know, Kai's not gonna turn on me. He's there for me. Family, blood's thicker than water. He's here for me. then gives the weirdest flashback as to why.
I think it was because it was Halloween.
It is. It's 100%, I feel.
It was just like, oh, this is like a Halloween haunted house, but it's even more gross because it's American Horror Story. It's real.
Yeah. I think this is the darkest that they ever went in the series.
It's like, the dark web.
It's not just gruesome. It was just dark and evil. Like, I felt the devil. I rebuke you.
Especially when you start bringing, like, Bible or church or religion into it. Like, it takes, like, a whole nother turn.
Well, it was, like, a super elevated, messed up version of the, like, the church haunted houses that they'll do. Like, the real-life horror things that, you know, that they go through. Which are kind of messed up, I think, but...
And also gave me a little twist of the Saw movie when he walked through. Yeah. Gave me a little twist of that.
It was very much so, especially with, like, him kidnapping, and then just, like, not even verifying anything. It's like the abortion girl was just, like, she had a UTI.
Yeah.
That's a bad UTI when you... But, yeah, so they find Pastor Charles because they're going on the dark web, so she's saying Pastor Charles was going to kidnap her and make her part of the show, which is why she feels Kai saved her life, because Kai knocks him out. She didn't want to go to the house.
Yeah. Right.
Kai's the one who convinced her to go to the house. I'm like, he didn't save you. He put you through this super traumatic event.
Exactly. It was a build-up, like a huge build-up just for the knock on the head, too. I was like, oh, that's how he saved you?
And like, and also, he wanted to leave, too, so it wasn't even for you. It was just.
You just so happen to be there.
Yeah.
But Kai's, to save you.
Yeah, which was, I don't know. And that kind of bothered me. That was the only part of the episode that I was like, okay, you got a lot that you got to get through. I get it. You got to rush some parts. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wish this had been a little bit more fleshed out. But I like that Kai saves everyone and then kills Pastor Charles. And it's his first, you know, sacrifice for the greater good scenario. Yeah.
And this is what triggered the monster that is to be Kai right now.
That's when the monster was born.
Yeah, it makes sense. Hit that button. Yeah, it makes sense how they just described him. Like, he couldn't save everybody, so he decided to just, like, burn it and then restart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I get his mindset now. I don't agree with it, but, like, okay, I get how you're that type of monster.
Yeah, how this makes sense to him.
Yeah.
And when you see the documentaries and stuff and interviews with serial killers, a lot of times that's how it is it starts from a place of good intention, and these cult leaders, they do have good intentions, but then get so corrupted by this power that they just go way off the deep end.
It's a drug.
Yeah.
And the drug takes over and you start doing things that you're not thinking through. It's like,
Kai is basically that man who was hooked up to all of those drug IVs, 100%. But his drug is ego and power, and he's just trapped himself. I wonder, though, if that's going to tie in back to the hook guy that we saw hanging up, because we don't have any, they just kind of left that.
Yeah.
Like, you remember, there was just like a hook dude hanging in the attic. Yeah,
that was named Gout.
Bob.
I think that just was one of Bob's hobbies.
Yeah.
We're never
going to come back to that. I just felt like that was just a weird thing that I was like, is anything going to tie back to that at any point? No.
I don't think so.
I think that was just like, kind of like a shock value.
They just had me on the hook with that one.
Exactly. The guy that played the priest was Rick Springfield.
That's what Renji said
in the chat. Oh, wow. I knew he had to be somebody, but I couldn't recognize him.
I thought that with Pastor Charles, I thought it was going to be a connection to Charles Manson and stuff like that, but they didn't go that route, so I guess we have to wait another episode for Charles Manson.
Yeah, I liked the photos that they released of Evan Peters as Charles Manson, and because the week that they had released the pictures of him as Andy Warhol was our Lena Dunham week, the week that he was Andy Warhol. So I just kind of assumed that he was going to be Charles Manson this week. So we know it's coming at some point. Yeah. Maybe next week.
They only have 3 more episodes, so.
I think the next episode is called something about Manson.
Yeah. I think it's just called Charles Manson. I think when we read off the titles, I think one of them was just Charles Manson, I think.
Well, that would make sense.
We'll see.
Pastor Charles is
Charles Manson in charge.
Yep. Charles Manson.
Okay.
That's episode 10. Two more.
Okay, so we've got, we still have a couple episodes to wait. Yeah. That's wow, that's surprising. But I did think that it was interesting, too, that Kai asks Winter what he should do, and Winter is the one who's like, kill the motherfucker. Like, straight up. So, that was a point. What did you guys think of that? Because it seems like...
Well, he was a different person back then, I think. And he was like... because she was, like, not captured, but, like, she, like, was with the bad guy, like, he almost hurt her. He just took her, like, what should I do kind of thing. But I think he already knew he was going to kill her. He just wanted her to say it.
Yeah, just maybe. Kind of validate it.
Yeah.
That
sounds right.
I don't know, because it almost seems like if that's what triggered the whole thing, then he could have some sort of deep-seated resentment against Winter, because she is the one who's like, look, pull the trigger, do it. And that's what kind of set him off. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. But we see Kai and Winter afterwards having their one-on-one, and he's asking if the girls are feeling restless, and she's saying, not really restless, just more that they're feeling left out of all of this process, and they do their pinky promise thing, the pinky power, which I'm like, you've got to stop calling it pinky power, because it just it makes me think of a bad animated cartoon. Like, I can't. Pinky power! Like, I'm like no, I can't.
In my head, I was just screaming, Kai, how about you fucking be honest? How about you be honest? Because I'm about to punch you in your face. Don't try me, bitch. I just can't take him being like, be honest. I'm like,
he's the only one not being honest.
Yeah. The only one.
And he lies and manipulates and gaslights, and it's just, ugh. But he's now,
so good at it.
He's going to the ultimate extreme, and he's telling Winter that she needs to be the mother of their Messiah baby. And she's like, I'm not going all Game of Thrones Lannister with you. Right? What the fuck, man? And then he's like, don't worry, you're going to bang Samuel. Yeah.
There's a middleman.
Samuel's literally going to be the middleman. And I'll bang him while he bangs you, and it'll be like we're banging without us banging. Yeah. You cool with that?
Well, Kai needs to take an anatomy class, because it doesn't work that way.
It does not travel through people.
Yeah. Trust me, it doesn't. but, yeah, that was just sick. I think that's the sickest that they ever went, and I didn't expect them to show all that.
Oh my gosh.
They went far.
I wanted to see more. I wanted to see Nathan, Evan, Peters. I was ready for it. I was like, let's see some butt at least. You're saying F-bombs?
Oh yeah, I wanted to see some butt too. Yeah, I want to see Colton Hayes.
Well, before we even get to them actually do it, they're just talking about it at first, and we just kind of get the lead up where she's just confused and doesn't understand why he would even suggest this.
I'm surprised she goes through with it.
She lays down.
That's what I assumed.
Is why, like, I understand he's her brother and there's loyalty, but in your right mind, like, she's not crazy. Why do you keep supporting all of this madness? Like, I don't understand. Like,
he has something on her. Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of.
I don't care.
Hers is just genuinely, I think it's her, for her, it's family loyalty. Which is why I think really, really hit home for her. But while they're having that conversation, we see Vincent talking to Allie, which I was not expecting. This was that, you know, Allie's yelling at Vincent, doing her typical Allie thing where she's freaking out. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Hold on. I went away. Sorry. But Vincent is... Allie's doing her whole, like, yell at Vincent thing and her freak out, which I love Sarah Paulson, and she's an amazing actress, but they need to stop trying to make her yell in every episode. I'm like, is this just... Are y'all playing a drinking game at home, Ryan Murphy, where it's like every time she yells, everybody takes a shot?
Yeah. Like, I don't think she's going to yell anymore. She seems pretty confident
now. She doesn't have any fear anymore.
Yeah, has no fear. But, my question with that scene is, if he's so gung-ho about saving Allie and telling the truth, wouldn't you try to get your sister safe first? You go to Winter and be like, hey, how about we back away from this crazy nut job?
No, because he has Winter wrapped around his finger. You have to take down the monster first. Like, there's no time to be going through other people. Like, we need to make a plan and get the person in charge now. Okay. Because, as Winter has proven her track record, as soon as you think you can trust her to go against Kai, she does the exact opposite. So
that hoe ain't loyal.
Trust her.
Only to Kai.
Oh, yeah, it's a guy.
Yeah.
She's only loyal to Kai.
Well, I think that that's why Vincent just kind of assumed that Winter would be loyal to him, too, is because she's all about family. And yeah. she has this, you know, deep-rooted family loyalty. So right. I think for her, she was loyal to Vincent. So he and is at this point probably feeling guilty that he locked up Allie.
Yeah. And he doesn't know about all the stuff that's all the details that are going yeah. on in the cult.
Well, he doesn't know that while they're having this conversation, Winter is being put in a position where she's going to have to bang
kind of her brother.
Like, oh my yeah. God. Her, like, weird.
The whole point, the whole time I'm watching this, I'm like, okay, this is an act. This is not what Kai really wants. The whole, I didn't realize how, like, far crazy he's just gone. But he's. Yeah, he's just, I guess, really adamant about doing this weird-ass thing that he just made up that day.
Yeah, and I fully believed it. I didn't think it was like a flash, not a flashback, right. but like a make-believe kind of thing. I knew that this is real time, this is happening. He really believes this, yeah. and he just, he's out of his mind and insane, and I really feel yeah. like we're going to get a bit more flashback on what, like, what's just, because the backgrounds that we've seen isn't enough for me to believe that it sets him off that much. There has to be another event that pushes him to that length.
To the right. point that he wants Samuels to impregnate his sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's just, like, winning everything. So that's why it's like, okay, I could do, like, literally anything. So just, let's yeah. have yeah. this baby.
He's just got this god complex at this yeah. point. Yeah. So he's literally coming up with his own holy rituals. And he's saying that I swear... By all for one, so, by the way, we had a little...
Not boys to men.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people think it's boys to men online as yes. well.
You guys
it's
are not, wrong.
Wrong.
It's not boys to men.
All for one and one well, for Kai.
It's a mistake.
And they're all gonna bang to this one song. Until Winter flat out says, no, it's bullshit. And is calling him on his bullshit, which I think she just put a big target on herself.
And she says that after she laid down and raised her dress up, by the way.
After yeah. she showed her.
Now
to
you
want to
call it BS? Yeah. Like, really? Come on.
Ugh. I was surprised he didn't kill her. But I yeah. guess maybe he does have a special soft spot because she is his sister.
Well, we do know.
Well, Vincent was his brother.
Well.
Yeah, but she didn't want to do anything against him.
We knew that Samuel had a soft spot for Winter. Ayo. Sorry. So, Allie invites Kai over for Manwich.
I'm hungry. I want right? that sloppy Joe.
Manwich's yeah. meal.
And I want the sandwich.
Yeah. She is so smart, though, because she is playing into that ego. Because he is the two-armed man, and she mm-hmm. point blank, oh, are you scared? You're not scared to be alone with me, are you? Like,
yeah.
Boom. She knows the buttons
genius,
now.
Genius.
She's getting so smart.
Since she knows that Kai has become the mastermind, she wants her son back. She's doing everything she can to make that happen. So she has a proposition for him that she's going to give him information as long as he promises that she's going to get Ozzy back. And dumb bitch tells him that Vince is trying to have him committed.
Why would you do that?
I wrote down, his word is shit. Don't believe whatever Kai says. What are you doing?
I think she knows that, though.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I think she knows that, but, like, as a mother, she's so desperate to get her son back. She's willing to go through whatever she needs to do to get her son back, whether it's join the cult, as we saw, or kill her wife, or whatever.
Yeah.
Throw Vince under the bus.
Deal with the devil.
I think she's
gonna pay.
Yeah, I think she has her own game. Like, I think she knows that he's, like, it's not real. Like, his word is not bond. I think she has a plan of her own. She doesn't have fear anymore. She could do, like, whatever.
She doesn't have any fear. She knows she can't trust anyone. So what, even though Vincent told her, what value is he to her at this point? He can't help her.
I guess that is true.
Yeah, Vincent broke
that trust. But it just
seems
like everybody's playing their own game. Mm-hmm. And everybody's getting taken out, which we see when Winter on the side of the road with her dunce cap looking like a garden gnome come to life.
Like that I only have $5 in my bank account, but I want to be part of the coven intro.
Aww.
Yes. That's what it looked like.
I just thought it was like, hey, this is still a Ryan Murphy show.
Yeah.
It's not 100% orange. There's a wacky thing to it. I don't know.
And then her putting the litter back because Kai doesn't believe in global warming. So he's putting all the she's putting recyclables back. I'm like, good God. This has gotten too absurd.
Yes.
But then Samuels gives her her gruel.
But that's the question, what really happened?
Well,
I think
what we see first is what really happens is that that Samuels basically he gives the backstory of how he and Kai met, which is that he knocks Kai out while Kai is selling prescriptions with Vincent's prescription pad and is saying, you know, give me 70-30 of your cut. We're going to be partners. But then Kai is telling this womanizer who's banging 3 to 4 ladies a night, like, the reason that you're unhappy banging all these girls is because you need to be banging dudes. Bang me.
Right.
And then you'll be happy. And then he does and is like, huh.
Actually, it's the other way around. Kai bangs him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Kai bangs him, yeah. And then is like,
puts
you're
the
welcome.
Power back in him.
You keep giving away your power to all these ladies.
It's all in the jizz.
And I guess that kind of explains, because Kai said to Samuel, he said that there's no such thing as gay or straight. So I guess that sort of answers my question as to, because I'm like, well, Kai seems like he likes any and everybody at this point. So yeah. Do you believe that
Kai
he
likes
really
anybody
feels
that
way?
Him.
Well,
yeah.
Look, in
or
real
is
life,
that his power? Yeah.
Look, in real life, guys, some guys think a hole's a hole and they don't care. Or maybe he's just bisexual and he doesn't want to put a label on it.
I think Kai is just,
a spectrum. He's like, I'll do this, but I won't do that.
Okay. I think he's his own version of pansexual, where he's just Kai sexual, where he's like, you like me? Cool. I'm into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like he uses it as his power. I don't even know if he's really attracted to men or women.
You're right.
It's just his power.
Because there's no way, and obviously we know he's not of the right mind.
Right.
But no matter how psycho you are, there's no way you would want to have a threesome with your sister and still be able to get an erection.
Yeah.
You gotta have some kind of, I can't even go that like deep to even like think of how far in your mind you have to be to cross that line.
Yeah.
This is too far. Too far.
You can't see how they could do it?
No.
Sorry, that was Game of Thrones reference. I'll skip right over that one. She bangs her brother on the show. We then see Winter kind of taking her power by saying, yeah, Valerie was right. This is your turn, and I'm going to shoot you, because he is saying that he's basically just going to rape her in the car so that he can make this Messiah baby. That we find out the only way that that can happen is if he's choking her, is the only, like, some sort of Sin City situation that he can only get an erection if he's choking her while and she's unhappy. And they kind of threw that in real quick. As just like a
he's
here.
So strong. Hates women so much.
Here's the callback. It just happened in the flashback 5 seconds prior. Remember when we did that? It's callback. Sorry, that was just a little rushed for me. But I'm okay with it because the rest of this episode was so solid.
Yeah.
We have the clown cult kidnapping Vincent and Beverly. Vincent first gets killed by getting his pinky chopped off, mid-pinky power. Looks like there's not much power in that pinky.
Mm-mm. Poor Vincent. He was trying everything he could to save himself, but this wasn't going to work.
You're my brother, and I love you. Well, I love chopping pinkies, Vincent. Too damn bad for you. You got born into the wrong family. You want to go ask mom and dad to help? You can't. They're dead in the room that we've left.
Yeah.
Like, none of them have heard of the police at any point. Hey, we're in this horror house where this guy kidnapped a bunch of people and did a bunch of murders.
Right.
Maybe we should find the rest of the bodies and you can do some CSI stuff so their families can get closure. Nope, I'm going to stab him in a chair and leave him here. Yeah. Like, come on, Kai.
I hope Winter is paying attention and understands that, like the rest of the women have been telling her, you can't trust your brother. Look what he just did to your other brother. He killed him. Mm-hmm. So,
what do you think? Well, we find out we can't trust her either because she is the reason that Beverly's there.
Yeah.
She also does have that look, though, first with Vince before the final stabbing,
mm-hmm.
where she takes off her mask and she looks at him and he's like, Winter, and then she even says Vincent, and then the full stab. I think in that moment she realizes that she's vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Well, you just now realize, Winter.
I think she has this mindset of, I can fix everything, which some women have that mindset of, I want to fix people. True. So I think that's probably her on a high of, like, I can fix him. I can fix anything. And it's like, no, fix your, like, dry edges.
Get out of there.
Yeah. Like, get out of there.
And she's probably like, he's my brother. I know him. We're loyal to each other. I can change his mind.
Yeah.
No, like, you can't. He's gone.
He's out of here.
He's way, way, way too far.
But
Winter.
Yeah, but, well, I don't know what I was going to say about Beverly. I think that was a very dumb move for Kai.
Yes.
Because it's always proven if you do not kill them, they will come back and defeat you.
But I think that's part. I think they set that up on purpose. Like, it was a. But I almost wonder. Because Winter lies and says that she's eating her gruel and that Samuel offers her an apple and she's like, no, I have my penance, I must eat my gruel. And Beverly shows up out of nowhere and is like, what up, daytime? I don't give a shit. I'm coming in guns blazing. One shot in the head, Samuel. Tell your brother he's next. I'm Beverly. I do what I want. And I just feel like because it's like such an intense story, I almost feel like if Kai's like, okay, your whole speech before you killed Samuel was about like Valerie.
Right.
He's in with the whole reason that the ladies are doing their subcult is because of the impetus that he has teamed up with the other woman. And so I'm almost wondering if he already knows that Winter's lying and that the reason that he's not killing Beverly and that is putting her in solitary is that Winter will think that he believes her, but in actuality does not.
Yeah, that's why
I can see that.
Yeah, that's why I think Beverly was like, if you, what did she say? Like, if you believe your fear or something, that's why you believe Winter? Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, basically alluding, like, you could tell that she's not telling the truth. You gotta believe that she's the one.
You're fake, nothing's bigger than your ego.
Yeah. So I think that's why, Beverly was saying that to him. Like, yeah, saying,
I can believe that because with the last episode, how it ended, that was the huge twist. I can't remember the character's name. The woman who was sitting with Kai at the end.
Oh, BB.
Yeah.
BB.
That was a huge twist. Like, yeah, they bought it or whatever they said. Like, after that twist, I'm like, no one... Anything can happen now.
Yeah.
You can say one thing.
You can't lie to Kai. He knows
everything.
He knows everything.
Everything. But people with that much power gets defeated.
At some point.
Yeah.
His time is coming.
It is interesting, though, that he has broken his pinky power with both of his siblings in this episode.
Yeah.
One out of emotional whatever, just so taken aback by the idea of having... his sister's Messiah baby.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to kill her when he broke it. I thought it was over for her right then.
Yeah. It definitely was for Vincent.
Yeah.
That has to suck, like, to die but to lose your pinky first, so it just, like, hurts really, really, really damn hard. Yeah. Like, just stab. Like, cut the pinky after when it all...
Yeah, but the look on Allie's face and Ivy's
on
face.
On Ivy's face when they say, welcome the newest member.
I loved it.
Allie, with Allie's just super determined face. Yes.
She like, bitch, you woke yet? Because I'm here.
Oh my God.
You woke? Because I am about to beat you down. Give me my baby and I'll beat you with my left hand.
And I'm going to be happy because I'm so ready for Ivy. She's been pissing me off like the past few episodes, so I'm ready for her to go.
She needs that ass beat. Yeah. And she knows she's getting an ass whooping. Yeah. That's the face you make when you know your mom looks at you with the side eye. It's like, look, time to run. You can't run now, bitch.
Spray some weed killer on that, Ivy. So, what do you guys say we talk about some predictions for next week?
Prediction.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Oh, God, I can't.
That was amazing.
You're gonna have to make me a ring voicemail.
I will.
I love that.
That wasn't me. That was not me.
So we get a little sneak peek into next week where we see Kai with his cult of, you know, rando dudes in all white saying, would you make the ultimate sacrifice for me? Mm-hmm. And them saying gladly, you know, with a smile. And we see them literally drinking the Kool-Aid.
We were talking about that before this episode aired. We were
drinking the Kool-Aid, that everybody's drinking the Kai Kool-Aid, but which is a reference to the suicide cult that all put their nice shiny sneakers on and drank their Kool-Aid and all died to avoid the apocalypse.
Right.
What are you guys thinking is going to happen next week? Do you think that they're going full, like, end of the world, like, suicide cult pack? Or what do you think?
I think it's just, like, another test or something that Kai's doing. I think he might, like, wipe out all these white dudes. But not, like, the core.
Okay.
Because we still have a few more episodes.
Yeah, I think... But my, like, big prediction is that Allie's going to take over. Like, I think she's working her way in to, like, get rid of him.
I could see that.
Like, he made her better, and that was a mistake, because now she's...
Because she says, basically, he cured her and got rid of all of her fear.
Well, yeah, kind of his whole point in all of this is what Allie is turning into, basically, I feel like.
Yeah.
Using people's fear to make them better or make them stronger.
Fear is truth. That was fit, right?
Yeah.
So maybe, like, once you see all that, once you're scared, you just, like, accept the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm. Maybe that's Allie level now.
Yeah, I do believe what you were saying, that it's all a test. And I feel like when we saw the clip of Kai handing Ozzy the Kool-Aid to drink, I don't think Ozzy's going to do it. It's like, how about you first? I think Ozzy's really smart. But overall, I think that since this episode was so twisty-turny, they're going to make it a little bit more simple. It's still over the top, but so we can still digest what happened in this episode. If not, then I'm going to lose my mind.
I feel like they're just going to keep it going. I think it's just going to be a snowball. I think the next few episodes are just going to be more and more and more and more. I don't think it's going to cool off at all.
I agree.
I think it may Kool-Aid, but it won't cool off.
Hey-o.
Yep, there we go. And now I see how they fixed up the episodes and revamped them mid-season after the reviews of the first three episodes. I can see how they did it now. They're like, you know what? You want us to go hard? Handle this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The Nazi memorabilia, the incest, the murders, I'm like, you went in.
Yeah.
But I think they did a good job of, like, this one when he's saying, you know, they're playing the I Swear song, and he's saying, this is, from now on, this will be the song that plays whenever any Messiah is conceived. And Winter's like, isn't the point of a Messiah that there's only one? Like, that's the level of American Horror Story kitsch that we're used to seeing.
Yeah, yeah.
Not, I'm at your house with a sombrero, we're going to throw Taco Bell coupons at you. Like, it just went too kitschy before, where now it's more honed in, so their jokes hit harder, and the moments that are supposed to have weight actually have weight, I think.
Yeah, and I couldn't help but notice that they killed off all the gay actors. Colton Hayes.
Chaz Bono. Well,
not yet.
He's
Chaz.
trans, part of the LGBT community.
Right.
Not yet.
Well, I, character-wise, I was like, Chaz Bono's character isn't gay? And I was like,
I mean, like, in real life.
In real life, actors, yeah. I was like, that's the whole point, like, is that he's not gay. He's very replaying.
But, yeah.
Oh, and also Sarah Paulson, like...
Well, not yet.
Yeah, but
well, she's the Supreme.
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where this season goes. I think that they've had a couple missteps. I also wonder, last week they did the whole thing about the Zodiac, and then I was rewatching Hotel and I was like, wait a minute. He brings all of the serial killers together and the Zodiac killer is one of them. How is this inconsistent in your own series and nobody caught this? So I'm hoping that there's that some point they'll circle back to that and that the Zodiac thing will be a psych out and that BB's whole story will be bullshit.
Right.
And that the Zodiac thing won't be any of it and that will somehow be something that Kai is using as a test.
Or you do remember when people were saying how each season is connected to each other somehow. Maybe this is just more of a... in your face, this is how it's going to connect. Some maybe.
But if it connected, then that would be... it wouldn't make sense that they would be the Zodiac killer if he was also the Zodiac killer. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, how are you going to connect these if you have two Ryan different Murphy inconsistent has a way. Stories?
He has the way.
That's I'm hoping that they'll make some reference to that. If not next week, then the week after. I'm hoping that we'll get a little bit of that next week.
Oh, yes.
But that's my prediction. But it's more of an optimistic aspiration, I suppose. Yeah.
But best episode this season.
Yes.
I loved it. I loved it. And we definitely want to know what you guys think of the episode. So please comment on this video. Chat with us. Where can everybody find you guys?
So you can find me, Sanders Kennedy, on Twitter at Just Sans World and Instagram and YouTube. I forgot. And
did you hear last week I said I'm Ashley Sanders? I'm actually Ashley Allen, so you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ashley Reed Allen.
Hey, and I'm Kelly McInerney. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo.
And I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And you can find us all here at AfterBuzz TV. Be sure to subscribe and rate. Give us that thumbs up. You can find us on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud. So wherever you're checking us out now, check us out on those other platforms too. And then come back next week. We'll see you guys.
Yes.
I can't believe it's going to be Halloween! Tweet us. Let us know who we should dress up as. Yeah. We're dressing up for you guys. So we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.